Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Ministry Church. And we just thank and praise God tonight for another opportunity. We thank God on tonight for you, and you. I am Apostle Deborah Deans, and I just thank and praise God for this opportunity on tonight to study the Word of God. I want to open up our Bible class on tonight with a scripture and a prayer, and we're going to go from there. Tonight I will be reading from Psalms 86. That's Psalms 86. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thy my God, save thy servant that trusted in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord. Neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name, for thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. I just have read you from Psalms 86, from the first verse down to the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Lord, we come on this evening, Father, just thanking and praising you for another opportunity. We come now asking you now to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord, just confessing and repenting, Lord, for every known and unknown sin, and asking your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight. Father, I come now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, binding up the strong man on tonight from our lives, Lord, and from this prayer line, from our radio broadcast, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come tonight, Lord, binding the strong man in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind you up and I cast you out. I command you to go and never return. Every demonic force, in the name of Jesus, every demonic force, in the name of Jesus, that's on this radio broadcast, in the name of Jesus, your assignment has been canceled. In the name of Jesus, your eviction notice just have been served. In the name of Jesus, we koro bosananda. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, to close them out and block them. Put him back to the pits of hell. In the name of Jesus, where he come from. Father, then we just ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. Give you praise and glory on tonight. I just thank you tonight. I ask you to just keep them all covered, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then I ask you, Lord, to let me, Deborah, decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister and teach us your word. In the name of Jesus, teach your people on tonight, Lord. And I'm so grateful. I don't take it for granted. Every opportunity that I get, Lord, I don't take it for granted. I'm so grateful tonight. And I thank and I pray and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. Good evening. I just thank and praise God on tonight for each one of you that's on our radio broadcast on tonight. I haven't been on in a couple of two or three years now, but I had to eventually come back because, you know, I had a lot of problems out of other things and other prayer lines and stuff. So I thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on the radio broadcast on tonight. We're going to, and what I want to talk about tonight, and I'll probably do it on Sunday, is surviving a fall. But my sermon just got misplaced until about 5 minutes ago. So God gave me something else to speak on tonight, and it's good because I thank and praise God for that, because this is something that we need. And we're not looking at what we should be looking at. So I thank God on tonight for it, and I give God glory. We're going to be talking about making each day count. See, I know people tired of hearing about this, but we living it. Ain't no hearing about it. It's not hearing about it. We living this thing that just happened. But we got to make each day count. We don't know how long. God said no man know the day or the hour. But we have to make each day count. We have to. It's extremely important that we make each day from this day forward, from this virus stuff. We have to make it count because we don't know the day or the hour. We don't know what's next coming. And, oh, there's something else coming. You know, this is just the beginning. So we have to make the best out of this situation and keep pushing, keep moving it forward, because we can't stop right here. We have to make each minute count. Right now, we should be, and I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. And we should be all doing it. We should all be in the Word of God. We should be standing before His presence, because God have a way to get our attention. He just got our attention. Some people been knowing, because I was reading a book earlier today, a magazine. I get some prophetic magazines from here and there. And they had already, back in 2016, and I've heard some more of the prophets, God had already told them. Now, I knew about it in last year, because I told everybody that I came in contact with. But it was people knowing about it 2015, 2016, even far back as 2009 or 2008, something like that. But where are we going to go from here? What we going to do about it now? How we going to make each day count? What are we going to do? We got to get up. And I'm getting into my sermon for Friday, but we got to get up from this fall, pull up our bootstraps, pull out the whole armor of God on, and we got to keep it moving. We can't stop right here. God didn't call for us to fall down and roll all in some mess. We got to get up and brush ourselves off and put our war clothes back on. I try to keep my war clothes on. I don't care when somebody call me or send me a text and say, I have a prayer request. Can you pray for my baby or for my husband or for this or for that? I'm going straight on. I already got my prayer clothes, my war clothes on. We got to keep them on for such a time as this, praying for people all over the earth. Everywhere was hit, not just a few places. Every continent, every nation was hit. Some harder than the other, some more than others, but everywhere was hit. And we have prayer warriors, intercessors, prophetic intercessors everywhere. And my thing is, we got to know that it's time. We have to know. If we don't know it now, when we going to find out? When we going to realize that we have to stay in God's face? We got to go down on our knees when we don't feel like going. When we got things to do, we better make sure we got a prayer on our lips. Because that's the only way we going to make it. That's the only way we going to get into the kingdom. We got to do what God say do. And if we don't, when I tell you, we got to make each moment count. When I tell God that I need him every minute, every second, every hour of the day, we all need him. We all need him. As most of us know, that time don't belong to us. So we got to count and make each day count. It don't belong to us. For over in Luke 21 and 36. It says, 21 and 36, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Okay. Yeah, we have to make every minute count, every second count. And let me read the scripture again. Watch ye therefore and pray always. We the watchmen. We are watchmen. We have to be able to tell the signs of the times. If you can't even tell them what you're going to do, we got to watch therefore and pray always. In season and out, we got to pray. Prayer is always in order. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care where you at. Prayer is always in order. Whatever you're doing. When I pray for people, I say, Lord, I ask you to cover them wherever they at. They can be in the drug house. They can be out on the corner. They can be in the strip joint. I ask God to cover them wherever they are. That's how we got to pray. We can't sit up and pray these prayers, Lord. This next God want to hear you from your heart. He don't want to hear you from your mind where you thinking about what you going to say. You better say what's come to your heart and let God look at that heart and know that you mean what you're saying. That ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. He say, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that should come to pass. All these things, the coronavirus, every earthquake, you don't know what's coming. We don't know what's coming. But by God, I know something coming, because this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. And we got to stay in God's face. We got to be on our knees when we don't feel like getting down there, get out. Anyway, you got to pray in season and out. This is what God says. He says, those things shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man, because we got to be judged. We got to stand before God. We have to. This is what he said we got to do. We got to stand before God when we get to doing what we're doing and this what's going on, and we go and forget about it and go about our business and keep living like we was living. God is not accepting any more excuses. He used to wink at man's ignorance, but he don't wink anymore. God have told me things, showed me things, and I have looked at people on YouTube and different places where people have sent me videos, my cousin and Brother Harold and different ones. Well, I know We got to be ready. Because I'm just telling you, God is going to put down these leaders that's sitting up here putting sugar all over the word of God. Because that ain't the way he said it. They scared they ain't going to get that paycheck and all this kind of stuff. God ain't looking for no coward soldiers. He looking for some bold prophets, some bold pastors and apostles and bishops and preachers. He ain't looking for this mess that's going to get out here and change his word where it'll tickle somebody. He don't care if you laugh or not. We got to stay on the wall. We are the watchmen. We got to be able to tell the signs from the signs. We got to be able to tell when the things are coming. We ought to be able to know, discern. God, give us keen discernment. I pray for wisdom and keen divine discernment every day. And every time I God, can you give me $1 million? I ain't studying no money. God is all we need. He all we need. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. All of it. We don't have to run for nothing. But people looking at it otherwise, other way. But what we going to do from here? Where are we going from here? Because let me tell you something. They say it's getting better and it's in all this kind of stuff, but they haven't found a cure. And if they have, I don't know about it because I don't sit up and watch that stuff because Jesus is the cure. Jesus is the answer. So when they realize who is the answer, who to run to, it's a lot of us praying all around the country, all over in Africa. But like, I think it's Apostle Giles, like he was saying, United States, America used to be first when it comes to revivals. But now China then beat us out in Africa too because they always praying and not fainting. They always on the wall. They always laying down before the Lord, bending on their knees, bowing down. But we don't have sense enough to know that we need God. We need, you know, I'm not saying whoever's on, I'm not saying it's you, but it's everybody, all of us. I'm not gonna leave myself out, cause I ain't. Hey, I'm just like everybody else. But I try my best to repent every day, every day. So we gotta make each day count. We gotta make each minute count. We can't sit up and think about stupid stuff. We can't sit up and talk on the phone and gossip. That's all that's sin. I ain't saying talking on the phone is sin. I'm saying gossiping, talking stuff you don't need to be talking. Because every word that we say, every deed that we do, will be judged for, whether it's good or bad. We can be judged, good judgment for whatever we doing. But we got to know what God is saying. And God's going to raise up a nation. He's going to raise up a people. He's going to raise up pastors and evangelists and bishops and apostles that's going to be obedient and do what he say doing. Don't be out here. Every time you get somebody a word, you got to charge them $5, $10, whatever it is they charge. Because I don't do that. They all about that money. They all about their pocket. And it's not their word. It's God. That word belongs to God. I don't care who they are. I stand on top of the mountaintop. I have told some of them, these prophets, this not your word, and you're going to be judged. Because God didn't say make money from his word. He did not. It's different if somebody want to bless you. But you out here talking about a $500 line, a $1,000 line, and a $200. God, let me tell you something. God ain't in that. And if I went to a conference or a revival and then they start doing that, I'd get up and walk out. Because I don't do that. And I don't believe in that. Let me come and bless you. Don't put me in no land and then the other people that don't have a $10 or $20. They'll just give them a prophecy for everybody. God gonna bless all of you and leave it alone. I'm telling you, God is not pleased with how we living and what we doing. He got some remnants. He got some. He got, just like that apostle said, it's some of the ones that's been just in hiding and praying and doing, just like me. I've been on this line for years. I've had many and I've had few. I don't really care if don't nobody on here but the angel of God, because I know he going to send somebody to listen to what I got to say. And when God get ready for me to step out, I'm going to step out. Whatever he want me to do, I ain't tired yet. I've been running for him for a long time, and I ain't tired yet, because he's been so good to us. We got to make each minute count. We got to make each day count for what we're doing, because we don't know how long we're going to be here. Time is totally irreplaceable. Time belongs to God, first of all, but it's totally irreplaceable. Within limits, we can substitute one resource for another with something. For instance, you can substitute copper for aluminum. We can substitute capital for human labor. We can use more knowledge or more brawn, but there is no substitute. Not nothing you can substitute time with. Not nothing. Because time belongs to God. Everything we do requires time. Everything. We got to make each day count. Make the time in each day count. Everything we do, that's something that's necessary. All works, anything we do, take place in time and uses up time. So everything we do. So we got to be careful to make each day count, each minute, each second count for what we're doing for God. But you know what we do? We take it for granted. We take it for granted that time is irreplaceable. We take it for granted. When I tell you, we don't even think about, and I'm speaking on myself. You know, you get up in the morning, you do the little bit what you do. You go and you have breakfast. You do take your medicine, whatever you're doing. Or you go and you run out for work and you do all what you do. But we put God on the back burner until we finish. Instead of, he's supposed to come first. See, we don't have time to get up an hour extra. I used to do this, and I ain't nobody. I seen it just like everybody else, but, you know, I had my time set so at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock I can be up. But when I started working and I had to do it like this, I said, well, I'm just going to get up an hour, 2 hours early so I can pray. So I better go to bed an hour or 2 hours early. You have to manage your time. You have to make each minute count. We got to know what we're going to do from this point. We got to know how we're going to spend the rest of our time in our life. We don't know how long we're going to be here, because God studied pulling these pastors and leaders down. I'm looking at them coming on Facebook. I'm hearing about them in the news. We got to show enough stay before God. And ain't nobody – think they know better than nobody else. But we got to do what we got to do for God. We know what we're supposed to do. We know what we're supposed to do. God wake us up every day. Don't know an alarm clock wake me up. God wakes me up every day. And I can't spare one moment to say thank you, Lord. I don't care about no job. I know I got to eat. But God is my source and my resource. He is my provider and yours too. We got to take time and more time for God, because I know a revival going to break out. It's probably already been broke out over there, and they say it's over in China, but I know it's going to break out in Africa. And then it's going to come on over here. But we should already have a revival. We should already be trying to get up, hanging out the windows and stuff, praising God. I'm telling you, this for such a time as this, because I'm telling you, can't none take the place of time. Can't, we got to use every moment that we have left to do the things that God wants us to do. We got to have every moment, because let me tell you, God is not playing. He is not playing. Every time I think about how many people then died, it almost make me think about the first resurrection. I be saying, Lord, you know, hey, just remember me. Remember me. Just remember me. I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on going on my knees. I'm going to keep on teaching. I'm going to keep on preaching. I'm going to keep on prophesying. I'm going to keep doing it, because God is a good and awesome God. But where do we go from here? What are we going to do from here? We got to make time for study. He said people perish because of lack of knowledge. And then we got to have time for prayer. You know, go to your solitude place, your solitary place. You got to do what you have to do for God. You have to. You can't play around. You can't play around. You got to do exactly what you're supposed to do when it comes to praying and having a communication with God. I'm telling you. But time, will time allow you to? Will time, the time that you have, you can have an hour a day to pray and study, and God will be pleased with you making an effort to do what you're supposed to do. God will bless you. He will bless you. I know, because I did it. We have to seek God while he may be found. Call upon his name while he's near. We got to keep seeking God. We can't do this. We have to keep seeking God. God is the answer. Jesus is the answer. I'm telling you, just every minute of the day, I'm telling you. I tell God all day long. Every time you can sit down just for, if you working, you can sit down and my mind pop right on God. Because all the things I've been through in my life, all, I didn't understand things like I do now. It's a time and a place for everything. Because when God wants you to know something, when he get ready for you to be introduced to something, he going to make the way. He going to open the door for it. You just have to have an open mind, and he going to help your mind get open. Believe me, he will. So all the things that he's taught me down through the years, now I understand them. Some of the things I didn't understand back then, but now I do. And I thank God. I've gotten older, but I thank God that he showed it to me then, and he bring it back to my remembrance now. I thank God for it. And God gonna use the seed to do a whole lot of things. It's like Apostle Gale said, I think that's the name. He was saying that we're supposed to be teaching them. I have mentored many women, young women, many, 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 and still doing it, to do the things that God has called for them to do. People don't take up time enough, and if they do, they're half-stepping with it. Some of the churches don't even believe in the Holy Ghost. Some of the churches don't believe in prophetic, and they don't believe in that demons exist. They don't believe in this stuff. But yes, All of that exists. All of this happens. But we just, I don't know. That's why God taking them down, because he going to replace them with somebody that's going to do what he called them to do, say what he telling them to say, preach the whole Bible instead of part of it. Because we know the Holy Ghost is over in Acts, but they'll skip all around it. They know that the Holy Ghost exists because it says it over in Acts, but they'll say it's somebody else. I don't understand. But everybody got to give an account of what they do and say. Everybody. It's not going to be one person left undone. And I'm telling you, God know everybody's heart. He knows just what to do and when to do it, how to do it. That's how, that's God. That's God. As long as I've been on these prayer lines, started maybe 6 years ago when I moved to Michigan, maybe 5 years, and I still take it at heart for what God want me to do, because even when I was in St. Louis, I had a church. I was pastoring. So when I moved here, I didn't have a building. But I'm not going to let the building stop me. I used to tell everybody the building, just the building. But the church is in your heart. I just explained that to my daughter and then her husband and family and all the rest of my family. Because they were so worried about running the church. If I can go to church and just get to the altar, I say, baby, the church is in your heart. You the church. The church right in your heart. Oh, no, I got to go to the altar. You better erect the altar in your closet and get in there on your knees and pray. Because God said he is the way, the truth, and the light. You better get in there to God and let him do what he needs to do to you. I understand, you know, he says not to forsake the assembling of yourself, but let me tell you, you and your family can assemble. What they doing now? Everybody bombarding Facebook, all of the social media outlets and stuff, and I don't blame them. But before they was edifying that edifice, they was big and building bigger edifice. And half of them were dead. You know what I'm saying? So we got to do what God is telling us to do. We got to do whatever he tell me, I'm ready. If he tell me to go and get a church, I'm going to run fast as I can, because he going to lead me if that's what he wants me to do. And he going to have the way I already made, because that's God. He always set it up just right. He always do things just right. So what I'm saying is we need to make each day count. Now, like I say, I'm older, and I made some days count and some days I didn't make count. I'm just going to be real. When I was out there, I was out there. But I'm in. And I'm going to make each day count. I try my best. You know, and I start early whenever God tell me to. I just thank God so much, because he spurned our lives. You know, we could be one of them ones with coronavirus. You know, I just thank God every day for his grace. I thank God for a merited favor that we don't deserve, but he do it anyway. I thank and praise God for it. I give God glory for it. So, we, like I say, we have to seek God, set aside a time to seek God. I just thank and praise God for allowing me. And I know, like I said, people have things they're doing. We have to work. We have to, and we have our children. We have to do all kind of stuff, cook, wash, everything. But you have to have a time. And I'm telling you, you have to have a time for God. You have to set aside a time for him. Because I'm telling you, time is irreplaceable. Time belongs to God, and it cannot be replaced. Only God can turn the time back or turn it up like he did before. Only he can do that. We can't. Made the time stand still. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Measuring the ocean in the hollow of his hand. Who wouldn't serve him? Gotta be crazy to not to serve a God so awesome and powerful and loving and kind and righteous. Then we got to not take him for granted. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Every word of God out of the mouth of God. I'm reading from a different translation, from Luke chapter 4, verse 4. How can people possibly live by every word of God if they do not even study the word of God? How can they live by it and they don't know it? That bothers me. And nowadays, people don't want to take time to even learn. People, I'm telling you, they want to be with a big, big in crowd. They want to be with greater grace and all them, and it's fine. I love Pastor Ellis and greater grace, members too. But you got to go where God sends you. You got to do what God tells you to do. I don't care about how big no church is, because you see what God done. I mean, he hasn't closed down, I don't guess yet, but because he had service Sunday. When I tell you, God can close them down. If God say, he'll do it. But God done closed the churches down. So what you going to do now? You know, we got to stop looking at the little and the big and the medium and the size and counting people and counting our congregations. Mm-mm. Because when I tell you, I have been on my prayer line, on my radio broadcast, and it was only me and some angels. And I preached and I taught and I prayed just like I had 50,000 people on the broadcast many times. Not just one time, many times. God told me long time ago, I put you there. That's where you at. And I don't, you know, every now and then you be saying, well, ain't nobody going to be on there. You do what I tell you to do. I ain't looking for no money from nobody. I'm looking for my reward from God. He said he was coming. Jesus is coming with his rewards in his hand. Do you hear me? And I thank and praise God. Every time I get on a line with a prophet and he prophesied to me, he said, God got plenty of rewards for you. And it don't matter, because I know God loves me. That's my reward. God loves me and I love God. But we have to get to a point that we'll just do what God say do. And believe me, it took this long, not this long, because I've been doing it for a while now, but it took me to get older. That's why wisdom comes with age, men and women, to start focusing on doing what God wants me to do, saying what he wants me to say. You know, I'd encourage people. I try to stay off of social media, but I try to go on there. When I do go on there, it's when God, to the Holy Spirit, say, go on there. And I put an encouraging word. I put whatever God tell me to put on there. And I get off of it. I don't sit around on Facebook. And that's how I see my family, because my family is not here in Michigan. So the ones, my media family is in St. Louis in Illinois. So sometimes I get to see them. But we shouldn't even be worried about social media. We should be worried about the social media to God. That's what we should be worried about, how we can talk and get to God, how we can communicate with God. And then as the end of the age approaches and as our world increasingly faces massive upsets like what's been happening, and this caused by wars and diseases, natural disasters, and et cetera, it is vital for us in our everyday life to be sure to get to know and understand the inspired word of God. If we don't understand it, I mean, they got all kind of commentaries. They have all, and then most of all, you can just ask the Holy Ghost to help you, and he will. He will help you. All you have to do, and then you got the leaders teaching. We need to go to Bible class. We need to get with ourselves and study with the Lord, with the Spirit of God. And God will show you and teach you just what he wants you to know, when he wants you to know it. Again, to do this effectively means to dedicate a regular allotment of your precious time. This may seem obvious to most of us. More than 500,000 people out there sick and all this other stuff. And I know they want to read the Bible, and I know they're calling on the name of God. But you shouldn't have to get to that. It shouldn't have to get to that. And the ones of us that's not there, we need to show enough stay in God's word. We need to be asking God, what's the purpose? What's my purpose? Find out what your purpose is. Stay in the word. He'll show it to you. He will let you know what it is. God will. And I thank and praise him. If, like, when I say time is so important, it is, because this virus was prophesied years back, but it took time for God to release this. It's his time. It took time. And here, this virus got us in the house. Don't know when we're going to come out, because we don't know when God's going to lift his hand and allow us to come out. But if we stay in God's word, he's going to tell his prophets. Before he decides to do anything, he's gonna tell his prophets. We got to pay attention. We got to be on somebody's prayer line. We got to be on somebody's prayer line, because we can't go to church. But we got to be on the line. We got to be on the Facebook. We got to be wherever it is for God to talk to you through the man or woman of God, or just to the Holy Ghost talk to you. Study God's word. I'm telling you, I love his word is just awesome. His word is awesome. Once you get in the word of God, it's going to grab your attention anyway. We need to do it more than once a day. I mean, you know, a few minutes a day. You can just do it once a day, but study the word of God, and you ain't got to rush through it, read it, and then get off. Oh, I've read a whole chapter and don't know what it said. Can't tell nobody nothing. You got to understand the word, get an understanding of God's word so you can understand and know what it means. We have to, and this is me, and I'm always trying to get a message from God any way I can. I can be looking at TV and my mind still be on God. I'll be trying to think if he's talking to me or what. But I have found that I don't look at TV as much anymore, you know, because it's only reruns on television, all this kind of stuff, and I just don't have time to deal with that. I have too many other things to do. We have too many other things to do. I used to look at TV all the time. It used to get to time to pass in the daytime when I was at home doing nothing, but I should have been in my word. I should have been praying. There's so many things you can do. It's people out here right now hungry. It's time to help people. It's, you know, we got so much we could be doing with our time that God would bless us from doing. He would love for us to do it. He want us to get out here and help people. He want us to bless people. You have to have God on your mind. If you keep God on your heart, in your mind, you'll know what he wants you to do, because he's going to let you know what he wants you to do. He's going to open a door for you to do it. I remember one time when I was living in St. Louis, I was on my way to work, and I always stop at this gas station to get me some coffee. And I went in, and it was a mother and her son and another rider, and they was on their way to work. And they was getting stuff and coffee and little stuff. And so the son walked. The mother was at the checkout, and the son walked up and said, "Can you pay for this?" She turned around, she chopped him up good. "You know, I work the same place you do. So, you know, I ain't got paid. How am I going to pay for this?" And this, and she went on, and he just dropped his head. He had his food. He was hungry. He told his mom he was hungry, but she still wouldn't do it. So when they got to the counter, the Lord said, "You do it," because I was already up there. So I said, "Can I pay for your food for you today?" And they just looked at me. I told the cashier, I said, "I'm paying for theirs." I said, "Both of theirs." And I paid for it. The young man that was standing behind me said, "Well, you know I'm not going to let you outdo me, so I'm going to pay for yours." So he paid something. No, I told him mine was already paid for. So lo and behold, he was the tape man. He went out there and got me some CDs. He said, "I can't let you outdo me because you can't be God-given." You know, I didn't know them from nothing, but I listened to what God said, and she hugged me, and that blessed her spirit. This is what God wants us to do. God wants us to help each other, and it's not too late. It's not too late to learn the word of God. It's not too late to get on your knees and pray. It's not too late. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're smoking dope. I don't care if you're doing heroin, whatever you're doing. You can repent and turn from what you're doing and get God's word. And he will clean you up. He will deliver you. He will save you and put you on a straight street to God, to heaven. I'm telling you, to where the kingdom going to be. So we got to remember that. We cannot, and that's nothing, because I've done so many other things like that. But it's okay, because that's what God expects us, because if it was me, it's been plenty of times I've been hungry, and a stranger would come feed me. It's been many a times I've been in a situation where I didn't have nowhere to go, and God sent a man, a preacher, and he took me home with him and my husband at that time, took us home, didn't know us from nobody. We was, matter of fact, we was in another state. We weren't even in the state we was living in. So that's why they can't tell me what God won't do when you avail yourself, when you do what he tell you to do. Oh, I wouldn't, you know, to me, at that point in time, I was on a journey through my life. Every day was a day that I didn't know what I was going to eat and where I was going to sleep. Even if I knew where I was going to sleep, my refrigerator was always empty, always. And believe me, God will put you in a place where you can only call and depend on him. That's why you have to make time for God. You have to make time. Because time is irreplaceable. When you let it pass, it's past. I can't go back them years and do nothing I should have did. It's irreplaceable. And we have to remember that. It's irreplaceable. Time. And time belongs to God. He made it. So what are we going to do now? Where do we go from here? You got the pandemic, whatever they call it out, the coronavirus. What are we going to do from here? How are we going to get through this? What? All I know is I'm depending on God to get me through. I was depending on God before this thing ever came. I was depending on God every day to wake me up. I was depending on God to have me a right mind when I woke up. And I was depending on God to give me a mind to pray. We don't think those. We don't see those things we take for granted. Oh, we're just supposed to get up every day and have a right mind, have our health and strength. Every day we don't even think about it. We just get up and put our clothes on, take our showers, put our clothes on, and be gone. We take that stuff for granted. But when is your time? When God calls your number, when God ring your bell, when is your time? You're going to look back over your life and figure out I ain't did what he told me to do yet. Because I thought I was young and Because I'm young, I didn't think he would call me right now. There's so many young in the graveyard today. There's so many children in the graveyard today. We haven't even started doing what we're supposed to do. We think we have time to do it, but time is now. Time is now. When I tell you, this is the time. This is the time. And if you let your life go by and you have not done anything God has told you, well, shame on you. Because the time that you spent is irreplaceable. It's irreplaceable. I just thank and praise God because you can go to work. People working 2 and 3 jobs and don't have to work not one job, really, because God will take care of you. But even if you have one job, God can take that one job and take care of you. I know women today that's working 3 jobs and don't even live by themselves, live it with their parents and family and can't make it. Why? I don't understand, but it ain't for me. It's for God to handle. But I told her, I said, if you just have one job, God can take the one job and pay your car note and insurance and your rent. Because those are all the bills you got. So what's going on? I don't understand, but the time that she's spending at the 3 jobs, some of that time should be for God. Some of that time should be for study. Some of that time should be for prayer. Oh, you'll run in and get God up. Oh, Father, I just thank you right now and get up. We give him the leftovers, and we should give him the first fruits of our day or the first fruits of our night, however it is. He should get the first fruit of our day, prayer or study. We should be giving God the first fruits. And he'll honor that. God will honor that even if you have to go to work, even if you couldn't pray long, whatever it is, just don't give God no leftovers. God is so worthy to be praised every day, all day. That's why he got angels, cherubims, and seraphims around him every day praising him, holy, holy, holy. He don't need us. I say this all the time. We need God. He don't need us. He made us, but he don't need us. He have angels. And I thank God that he's taught me. I thank God that he encourages me. I thank God on today. Plenty of times I've been discouraged. But he said, get on there anyway. You know, it's even when I had gotten my divorce, I don't like that. But then I got remarried. Okay, I'm here. But when I was there, I had a church. But now I don't have one. And it's okay because God know the plans that he have for us. He know the plans. I don't care about nothing but what God want for me. I don't want to be what I want. I don't want not my will. But God will be done. I want his will for my life because he knows the plans that he has for us. We should only want what God wants for us. We should only want that. We shouldn't be running around here trying to make something happen and God ain't said for it to happen. You know, we got to get it together. We got to know what God wants for us in our life. He know the plans he have for us. So I want to know, you know, I want to follow God so I know whatever you want for me, God, don't. Oh, yeah, I want that car, but if you don't want me to have it, I don't want it. Not my will, but let your will. Okay, yeah, I want a Porsche. I want this. I want that. But if God don't want me to have it, you keep it, car dealership, because I can flip over in it 10 times. And God said no, and I tried to force it anyway. That's why a lot of marriages don't work, because we want who we want and not who God say for us. That's why I warn the young women, be careful who you marry. Be careful who you with. You got to be careful and ask God and pray to God. Let him show you who it is, and he will. Oh, they got to have this kind of money. They got to have that kind of money. No. You bet whoever it is, he can clean him up so quick and make him a millionaire. Don't tell me what God won't do. But where do we go from here? What are we going to be doing for God? We got to make each moment count. We got to make it count every day. We got to make it count. I thank God that now I've gotten things set up. I had to raise my kids and get them out the way and all this kind of stuff so I can just focus on God. I had to get all the street out of me, all of the street, because believe me, I used to be in the street too. I wasn't real in there, but I was in there. All that God had to remove. And when it was my time to come to God, whole come to God, everything come to God, then I was ready. And the more I was to God, the more I wanted to be with God, the more I wanted to stay in his face. So I thank God that he allowed me to pray and to be in his face, to study his word, keep studying his word. God wants you to keep studying his word. He wants you to keep doing it because he speaks to you through his word. Speak to you through his word. That's God. He speaks to me all the time. I just look. Sometimes I be scared to move because the Holy Spirit been to spoke so loud and clear. And I be saying, okay, Lord. But then sometimes you have to sacrifice. You know, I've been trying to keep my resistance up because I ain't been trying to catch this thing. But, and I want to fast. So God gave me, he made a way that I can just fast 12 hours a day. I thank God for the 12 hours I fast every day because I want to sacrifice for God. I want to sacrifice for Jesus. I want to sacrifice. So, I, you know, it's a blessing to be able to do that. I thank God for today. But we're going to be back on Friday night with our praise prayer and prophecy hour, and we're also going to start coming on Sunday. I'm going to start having like a little Sunday service. I'm going to preach that word and get off, but God wants me to be busier with the people of God. So anyway, I just thank and praise each one of you all for getting on the line on tonight on our radio broadcast. I'm sorry, I'm so used to the prayer line, but on the radio broadcast on tonight, and I thank God for you. I'm going to pray and get ready to close. Our Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for each day. We want to make each day count, each moment, every second count, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you. We pray ask you to cover everyone up under the sound of my voice, Lord. And bless them, bless their families and their home. We ask you to bless Apostle Deans as well in his absence. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. You all have a blessed rest of your night, and God bless you. I'll be back, right back here at the same time, same place on Friday. God bless you. Have a good night. Amen.